Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business, design, tech, and culture. Today, we are joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon and Nick Sherrod from the Label Sessions team. A big hello and welcome to Shantanu Srivastava. Shantanu is the go-to innovation leader when heritage brands hit a wall. From Twinings to Reckitt, he's cracked complex product and portfolio challenges by bridging creativity and commercial impact without needing a blank slate. Welcome, Shantanu.
Thank you, Fazlin. Very happy to be here.
Awesome. A big welcome to Ian McAuliffe as well. Ian builds brand worlds that go beyond sight into sound, touch, and feeling. With Root in Hospitality and Sensory Research, he's redefined how we connect to products through emotion, experience, and the senses. Welcome, Ian. Awesome. So right off the bat, we're going into AI. So Fast Company tells us that the age of SEO is being replaced by GEO. So the search itself has now shifted its focus to AI summaries and LLM content rather than the Google results we used to know and love. If you're leading a brand right now, is GEO just an update to SEO, or are there more fundamental shifts to get your head around if you want to build an online business in the world of AI?
If you allow me, I'll take a step back to answer that question, and I'll go back to, regardless of the tool or the media, what brands always need to answer. And I keep it very simple. The way I've always thought of brands is the who, the why, and the how. Okay. Now, the fundamental thing for a brand is to be clear on who the audience is, who the consumer is. Second comes the why, on why that consumer will buy the brand. What is their motivation? And the how is how brands reach or attract or connect with the consumer. Now, if I connect it back to your question on SEO or GEO or any other means to connect with the consumer, yes, GEO is a new means, but it's not changing the who and the why. So that's the first thing for me, and that brand builders need to be very much rooted on that who and the why. With GEO, that becomes even more important. Why? Right? If I compare with SEO, SEO was all about, can people find us? GEO is going to move that away to what story is being told about me. It's not just visibility. It's a storytelling getting outsourced, which will pick from all of your digital footprint. SEO captured largely, and there's a recent McKinsey study I caught, which said that GEO is only sourcing about 5 to 10% of brand information through the brand website. But SEO was largely banking on the brand website and the direct digital footprint. GEO is going to source from everywhere. Now, what does it create? Even a bigger need of consistent, credible, authentic storytelling. Every footprint matters. Historical footprint matters. And to me, that is a fundamental shift. It's not a tactical way of saying, okay, how can I rank top on my search engine optimization? But I need to make sure that an external machine is reading every information about my brand in the correct way, and translating that into a good story for my consumer.
Amazing. That's probably the best explanation of GEO I've heard so far, and the most optimistic one as well. So I love that. Ian, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are much more simple and simplistic, to be honest with you. But I think it does follow a bit of a narrative for today's episode, because I think what this is all about, it's about layering. It's not about there was a certain technology in place and now we're kind of replacing it. I think it's GEO is going to just stretch SEO. It's going to be looking, AI is going to be looking in at places where SEO typically would be present, but now is drilling down deeper into the kind of search terms that customers are asking, questions. They're not looking for information specifically. They might are looking for information that's answering questions that they're proposing. So it's the longer, typically much longer winded questions, and therefore, it's taking pooling information from many other places. So creating a much more rich, deeper dive into what's available, basically. So I think for me, it's about stretching SEO rather than replacing it. If that's clear.
It's maybe interesting with all this, you know, both those answers and things, and this what's happening just now. I think it's a tough time to be a CMO or to be running a brand just now, because actually there's lots of things that are happening which are almost like pop up on your feed as a kind of technology change. But actually, when they interrelate with the way that users are interacting with them in new ways, there's a lot of change in terms of how you need to understand the way marketing works, and therefore how you need to set your teams up to support it. I think it's a really interesting challenge right now. Because part of the thing, I think some of the, there's lots of marketing leaders we speak to right now who are getting spooked by the fact that the numbers are really changing quite fast in terms of when they look at their online journey, numbers are changing quite fast, much faster than they anticipated, and they feel like they're one step behind on it. But I think there's also an interesting point there, which is because, you know, on one level, you just look at SEO becoming GEO, and you therefore go, so SEO team, you need to sort of iterate your tactics, so to speak. But with some of these things, it's quite fundamental things to think through. The fact that in a Google search, you're really only presenting 8 sources means that, like the point Shantanu was making there, in terms of your stories become really important. Also, though, those stories need to be told through the comms team as much as through your own brand website, right? Actually, your earned media becomes really important for search. There's something there in terms of how leaders need to sort of integrate, actually build big strategy again, right? For a number of years, I think a CMO's role has felt quite tactical. It's about kind of being forcing new, you know, more and more content through the system. We're at an interesting moment now where it's actually looking at what's going on in the world, the resources you've got, and sort of going to first principles a bit, I think, around in terms of actually that idea of how do we build a marketing engine, a demand generation system in this world, which is quite different from where we were even a year ago.
And can I build on one point that I hear from Ian and Nick?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And I totally kind of reflect and agree with what Ian is saying, right? It's not replacing SEO, but the footprint changes, as Nick is saying, because the entire source of how AI can report on my brand is much wider, significantly wider. And the opportunity it presents is I need not chase a direct brand mention, but I can play better in the emotional space or the need space that consumer is searching for. Right? And I give it an example. If health and wellness drinks is something that is being probed around the AI, the GEO tool. Now, and I'm drawing from my previous company's experiences, right? So is tea a credible health and wellness drink? What are the kind of products happening in that space? What are the brands offering the right products and benefits in that space? The AI tool will report on that, even if it doesn't mention my brand directly. And that helps grow the category if the right sound bites and the right reading bites are going up. So that is an additional opportunity in my sense, right? So more thought through, processed information going up.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, actually, because one of the, I think the first pain points that's coming up for brands is that point I mentioned before around the need to integrate what the PR team are essentially putting into news media, earned sources, and what's coming out from the brand team. But to your point, Shantanu, that's actually the bigger problem there is that lots of marketing teams have become very focused on generating content rather than telling stories. So actually, therefore, in the past, they've been very, very comfortable with the fact that different parts of the organization are telling different stories within brand guidelines that mean that it's distinctive. There's a kind of a flip in this world where you're saying, actually, what we really need to care about are the stories that we're telling in the world, the stories that we're interacting with in the world, and making sure we're there in the right places so that when the system then wants to talk about those stories, we're there and we've got a presence. But that is quite a fundamental shift. And I think that's the bigger thing with AI all around for me, which is just there's a lot of, I guess, unhelpful stuff in the business media because everyone talks around how easy it is to generate content in a post-AI world. Now, but the point with that is it's very easy for you to generate content. It's very easy for all your competitors to generate content. And consumers don't like being bombarded with crappy content all the time. So there's a fundamental shift there. Actually, the lesson of the ease of content generation is not, hey, go do more content, but it's actually, hey, everyone's going to be doing more content. What can I do, and how can I actually tell a story in that world?
Absolutely.